This is the April the 15th, 2010 regular session of Commissioners Court. We're going to start with a few moments of silence and then we will stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item one is public comment. We invite anyone to come forward that would like to speak to the court today. Item two is to consider and take action on approval of the minutes from the previous meeting.
Judge, unless anybody else in the court has got a copy of these, I'd make a motion that we probably table these till the next meeting so it can be approved, and that these minutes should not be posted on the website until we approve them at the next meeting.
Second. The motion is that the minutes from the previous meeting be tabled and that they not be posted on the website
until we approve them at the next meeting.
Until they're approved at the next meeting. By Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Campbell.
So are we going to order the clerk to take them off? Are they already posted?
I checked yesterday. You'll have to ask the clerk. I didn't find them.
They're not posted. Okay.
I mean, this is something that you and I discussed when I had this on the agenda the last time, Crabtree, and you felt assured that we would get the minutes before the meeting, and we talked about it, and I guess we're going to have to readdress this sometime in the future, because it is our minutes, and we should see a copy of them before they're ever posted or before we approve anything. To me, it's just like rubber stamping something if you don't have it in front of you to approve it.
Well, if we don't have them,
we don't have them, we can't approve them.
Right.
Any other discussion? Those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
It's tabled. Item B is payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is the payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item D are the budget amendments.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to approve the budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved.
Aye.
Item E are our accounts payable.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the applications for use of our roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item three is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes and take action. Hi, Ms. Whitaker.
Three properties this morning. Okay, the first property is in Commissioner Precinct 1. It's located on Firewood Trail. The bid is for $3,500. It is described as lots 1148 through 1153 of Glenwood Acres, Block M7. The appraisal district has it valued at $14,350. It was struck off back in October of 2008 for $5,554.
I believe that's supposed to be on Firwood.
Is it Firwood? Okay.
Yes, I believe it's Firwood Trail. And I'd like to make a motion this time to accept this bid.
It's 1148 through 1153.
Six lots.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to accept the $3,500 bid on the lots located in Glenwood Acres on Firwood Trail. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved or accepted.
Okay, the second one is in Commissioner Precinct 2. It's on Taylor Street. The bid is for $1,000, and it is described as Lot 1, Block 17 of the G.A. Brown subdivision, which is a subdivision of the city of Gilmer. The appraisal district has it valued at $10,820. It was struck off back in February of 2009 for $6,013.35.
There's not any improvements on this lot.
No, there's not.
And the lot's in pretty bad shape. That street's not opened up beside it. So I move to accept this bid of $1,000.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to accept the $1,000 bid on Lot 1, Block 17 in the GA subdivision, City of GA Brown subdivision, City of Gilmer. It's a Taylor Street lot. Those in favor of accepting that bid?
Aye.
That bid's accepted.
Okay, our final bid is in Precinct 3. It's on Lyle Street. The bid is for $1,000. And it is described as part of Lot 8, Block 34 in the city of Big Sandy. The appraisal district has it valued at $6,130. It was struck off for $1,000 back in August of 1997.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to accept the $1,000 bid on part of Lot 8, Block 34, City of Big Sandy, on Lyle Street. Those in favor of accepting that bid?
Aye.
That bid is accepted.
Mike is continuing to improve. It's not confirmed, but he is probably going to be moved to Claremont in Longview today.
Today.
Today. Or it's today or tomorrow. So y'all just continue to pray for him, please.
Item 4 is to discuss and take action regarding cleanup of property located at 1830 FM 1404.
Is the fire marshal here or the district attorney here?
No.
The fire marshal filed an abatement and listed it, but he could not find the owners. They were deceased. With him and the district attorney, they posted a notice and went through some whatever they had to do to give to, and they put it to the Commissioners Court to decide if we wanted to clean that lot up. It's actually 2 acres. That's not doing anything to the house. It's just cleaning up. It's just garbage and debris just scattered all over the place. And when we get through with it, we keep up with our man hours and our equipment. At the end of the, if it's cleaned up, or we hire a contractor. The district attorney puts a lien on that land, and whenever it sells, if heirs ever come around to sell it, or if it's foreclosed on a tax foreclosure because they don't pay their taxes, the lien will be assessed to the land, and at the time it's sold, before the lien is ever transferred, or before anything's done, they'll have to pay the lien on it. That's if we choose to have Road and Bridge do it, which is not very good timing to have Road and Bridge clean anything up. It's the wrong time of year for that. Fixing to be wide open on the roads and so high. We just have to determine what we're going to do.
Is it considered a health hazard? Is that why the car would...
I don't know what statute he used. I'm not sure if it was a nuisance or a health hazard.
What's the chance of you taking inmates out there and utilizing our inmates instead of our road crew this time of year? If it's going to be done anytime in the next several months or whatever, we need our road crews out working on the roads as much as possible for the shape that they're in. Could you take inmates out there and...
I'll have to have some equipment.
We're planning on brush hog and a lot, I guess.
We don't have a brush hog, so, you know, we've got a boom axe and a side mower, but we don't have anything that would do what needs to be done there.
Well, now, is it overgrown, or is it just littered up?
It's littered up, but there's going to have to be some mowing also. I'd say mowing. I thought the fire marshal, the sheriff had stood up, so let's let him talk.
Sheriff?
I would recommend that you hire it done so you can actually get your money back, because you have to calculate man hours, can't calculate inmate man hours.
That's right.
$10 back for, or you can get with the adult probation and make that part of community service that they use, or juvenile probation, which is part of community service that they use. But the man hours on inmates cannot recoup the money back.
And see, it's one of those things that we're going to set a precedent here because we've never done it before. And we certainly want to recoup any expenses that we have. So if we use trustees...
I'm sorry.
If we use trustees, we're not going to have a... We can keep up with our equipment, but that's the only expense that's going to be put on it. And if we go out and start cleaning places up, it needs to be a legitimate fee that's put on.
Well, Sheriff, if your inmates work, if they're out working outside that jail, what amount of that time is applied towards their time served?
They're just trustees and their time's calculated, but you're gonna put a lien on a piece of property and show man hours working if we can't do that. Another thing, and I know some of y'all working on the court, Commissioner Rick Jackson was in, he cleaned a piece of property up in Precinct 3 with the help of a church. The local church came down on Saturday morning. The court approved the equipment. they did the work, and Commissioner Jackson and his crew moved the stuff off, and it's falling.
But if your inmates work outside the cell, aren't they getting like a 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 or something?
Well, not always.
Well, no, because the way that we also could look at, if I'm not mistaken, instead of trying to recoup our money, if we've got those inmates in that jail cell, we could utilize their labor, and if it's 3-for-1, that means that's going to be less days that we room and board several inmates in the county jail.
Yes, sir. And you're on private property, which is going to be being died. That is a private property you're putting those inmates on. It's not a community building. It's not community property. It's not a church. It's not a cemetery. It's a private property.
But it's going,
once
they're working.
Once the county takes possession of it and it becomes county property, then you can look at it.
Well, the district attorney has went through the paperwork to give us the authority to do it, so.
The authority to clean up private property, Commissioner. But he did not, I, as the sheriff, or you as a commissioner, should not put inmates that belong to the county on private property to do work.
Well, I don't think we can recover any cost from it. And I think that the precedent that we set here, if it costs us anything to do it, we need to recover it.
Well, like you said, we may not recover that cost, but if we utilize this labor out of the jail, we are going to get something for that or whatever. And I think as long as the court has approved it and the DA said it is okay, but based on being on personal property, I think we probably could use the inmates. I mean, we could look into it, but
well, that'd be the sheriff's decision.
But it may be several years before we ever recoup our money on what.
That's right.
What we've done.
Because we don't know when it'll ever sell.
Whereas if we use these inmates, that's going to be immediate. It would. What I'm talking about, Judge. Did you understand what I was saying?
I think you mean the savings in the jail costs will be immediate.
Right.
Because they'll get out of jail faster.
Correct. That's what I mean.
Okay.
But
it just took me a second to figure it out. That's what the face was for. It took me a second.
I mean, I'm for cleaning it up. I mean, we've got several in the county that probably needs to be done. But like you said, we're setting precedents here if we do this one here.
Commissioner Crittenden's exactly right. And I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that you're about to set a precedence. Mm-hmm. The court's about to set a precedence where anytime people come up and start asking to have their property cleaned, I mean.
I know it.
And that's where we don't want to set a ball rolling and we get in trouble.
Now. The fire marshal, which I thought he was going to be here, this is the first time since he's been fire marshal and maybe even since he's been a litter abatement officer for the county that he could not find the owner of the property. The owner is deceased and he sent out several notifications. And so typically we will file on the owner, but because we can't find the owner. And so he assures me that this is a pretty rare incident.
And
that it's not going to take place very often because we can generally find the owners.
And under normal circumstances where he could find the owner, have we been able to get the land cleaned up then?
Yes.
Get the property cleaned up?
Yes.
Okay.
He goes through a process there where normally we're going to be left out of it because he's going to handle it through the landowner and through legal action there.
Okay.
Did you check to see whose name it's on the tax mm-hmm. roll and if taxes are current on it?
The current owner is Roy, R-O-Y, and Virginia Easley. They're listed as a Tatum address is their mailing address.
So are they current on their taxes out there?
That's where the twist comes in. The lady, there was a girl living in, can I go in names and stuff here? Well, I don't need names, okay. There was a lady living in it that I believe that we arrested and sent her to the state penitentiary. She was renting it for, I don't know what we sent her to jail for. Well, somebody has came up and paid the taxes in her name while she was in the state penitentiary. So, you know, the taxes, Upshur County, I have not looked at school tax or anything else, but the county taxes have been paid. Interesting.
Judge, how would that fit in if that person's paying the taxes on the property, wouldn't they be liable for the bill?
No, it's the landowner. And the lien, if we claim the property and then the DA perfects the lien against the property, then it, the lien will attach to the property. If the heirs or anyone ever try to sell it at that point, then we'll get our money for it. Or, you know, it'll...
It may never ever sell.
Make the sale.
Mm-hmm. And if they're paying their taxes on it, we're going out there and cleaning up their property. Mm-hmm. And if they don't ever put it up for sale, we just... I don't know, I'm all for cleaning up the county by all means, but before we do this here, we better know what we're doing.
That's right. I completely agree.
Because there's going to be a whole pass of them that come through here like this.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a suggestion or possibly a question for the court regarding this property. Commissioner indicated that he didn't know whether it was a nuisance cleanup or a health risk, health hazard. I would suggest that you determine which, you know, before you take action, because to me, a health risk is more important than a nuisance. And before you set precedent, I think you should determine what the true, correct reason was for the
issue
of
that.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Judge, I agree with Mr. Crittenden here. Although when I was on the board of directors of Glenwood Acres, oftentimes we would ask for assistance in cleaning various places up that were far outside the scope of what we were able to do. And we were told that the county equipment could not be used for that. And I think you're going to open the Pandora's box here when we start doing that, because the next request will be some other property, another property, another property. I guess the long story short is everybody's going to do the best they can on their own and not always expect the county to work for them. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
What won't we table this to the bond marshal can be here?
We can do that, or we can in the meantime we can check and see if we can get some community service to clean it up, or have a, see if we can get a local organized event through the community, and you know, I'll check around and see what we can do.
Don't you table it for further discussion?
Mr. Corrin?
I would say that if the court did go ahead and do something about cleaning this property up, you are opening up a Pandora's box. Because if the court is going to start forcing people to clean their property up, you ought to come out in my neighborhood, because there will be a lot of things that's going to be brought up about the county coming in and forcing people to clean their lots up.
So, y'all want it?
I moved the table for the next meeting.
All right.
Second.
Commissioner Ferguson makes a motion to table, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree. Those in favor?
Aye.
It's tabled.
Good. One quick question for y'all, the property right there in Precinct or kind of.
It joins the Precinct 3 County Barn. Or there may be a small pasture between it, but it's right next door. It's the only house.
Or it's area, please.
Yes, sir.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
A motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.